All right, let's get back to military night as we go out to Al-Asad, Iraq. Marine Gunnery Sergeant Reuben Woodruff, the Utilities Chief for Marine Wing Headquarters, Squadron 2.
Gunnery Sergeant, thanks for joining us this morning, sir.
Hey, how you doing? Thanks for having me.
Good. You got a really big title, a flashy title. Tell us what you do day to day over there.
Basically, I'm in charge of providing electricity around the base, making sure everybody that needs air conditioning and things of that nature are taken care of, the water purification and things of that nature, providing a lot of generators throughout our base and throughout Iraq in general, and making sure they're maintained so we can keep things going over this way.
Is this your first tour, or have you been on several in the past, sir?
No, actually, this is my first tour over here to outside Iraq.
Wow, so what was that like when you came from the States and you knew you were going there? I'm sure you heard a lot in the past, but you trained for this opportunity. Was it everything you thought it would be?
For the most part, yes, it was. Of course, when you come over, everything is the unknown until you get here and you get your feet planted on deck. But once you get here and you utilize the training that you've been taught, and you just run with it, and you get things accomplished over here.
Well, let's talk sports. That's why you're joining us. On top of the fact that you're protecting this country, Marine Gunnery Sergeant Reuben Woodruff is our guest. You're a big Cavalier fan. How much did it hurt watching LeBron come up short to Orlando, considering the fact that Kobe and the Lakers were waiting for you in the finals?
Wow, actually, it hurt real bad. A huge fan. I've been a Cavaliers fan all my life, and, you know, I really thought this year was our opportunity to make it happen, and to see the LeBron go down like that, it really touched me real sensitive on that issue.
You're a Browns fan. We have Jim Brown on the show all the time. It's been a tough road for the Browns, a team that's never won the Super Bowl, but clearly you're passionate about this team and the dog pound. Do you like the quarterback debate, Brady Quinn, Anderson? It looks like Brady Quinn will be the quarterback of the future. Are you okay with that?
We got to go with what we got. I really actually think we should have went out and looked at someone else, possibly even looked at Michael Vick in a sense, because I'm really not comfortable with those two quarterbacks myself, but I'm hoping that whichever one wins that starting job, go ahead and prevail.
It's Military Night live all over the world on American Forces Radio. We're in Al-Asad Air Base in Iraq talking to Marine Gunnery Sergeant Reuben Woodruff. I also see that you're a boxing fan. Floyd Mayweather finally coming out of a kind of a semi-retirement, still undefeated. He's got a big fight coming up here. Talk about your passion for boxing. I know a lot of guys on the base want to get in front of this fight coming up here in September, huh?
Well, definitely. Boxing is something that I've done all my life. I actually boxed with the All-Marine Corps boxing team for 3 years myself. But to watch Floyd Mayweather, I'm glad he came back because I thought he left a little bit early when he decided to make that retirement move. And we're all excited to watch him fight again around here.
Gunnery Sergeant, I want to ask you, you're an athlete. I mean, you're boxing for the Marines. You have a tremendous passion for your teams, especially the ones out of Cleveland. What was the decision? When did you make the decision that you wanted to serve your country? What was that moment about for you and your family?
I was in high school and, you know, looking at different directions, came up a little troubled sometimes, but I finished school and I looked for something to keep me going in the right path. So I decided that, you know, the Marine Corps was a best option for me at that point. And once I got in, I enjoyed what I do, and I've been running ever since, and I'm a career Marine.
No doubt about it. What a great career for you. What a great accomplishment. Sir, before you leave, please say hello to any members of your family, anyone back here in the States. We'll make sure they get a copy of this interview, and God bless you. Thanks for serving, and thanks for coming on the radio with us.
Hey, thank you for having me. I'd like to say hello to my girls, Jalea, Jamila, Jasmine, and I also like to say hello to my mom and my brother, Anthony Little, and Jeremy Little back home in Akron, Ohio.
A lot of girls counting on you back here. Be safe, and we'll talk to you when you get back to the States. All right, sir?
All right, thank you.